This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden gives the keynote address tonight, the opening night of the Democratic National Convention. Vice President Kamala Harris now at the top of the ticket. Professor Todd Belt studies presidential campaigns at George Washington University in Washington.
People still don't really know her too well. And so going into the convention, this is going to be an opportunity for the Democrats to really define her. Of course, there's been a lot of enthusiasm about her, and mainly that's because Joe Biden is off the ticket and people were worried he would not win. Now the enthusiasm is behind Kamala, and she needs to make sure that they can move forward with this enthusiasm.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the time is now for the parties to agree on a Gaza ceasefire. He's in the Middle East, where he said this morning, now may be the last chance to work out a deal. Mediators are to meet again this week in Cairo. Closer to home, Ernesto, the storm is moving farther out in the Atlantic, but the National Hurricane Center's got a warning for you beachgoers along the East Coast. Meteorologist David Zielinski.
Some of the biggest impacts from Ernesto are going to be continued swells and high surf. Even a storm that is out over the ocean can produce, if you're at the beach, life-threatening impacts in the form of rip currents. So we would certainly encourage anyone going to beaches, really anywhere along, for instance, the U.S. East Coast, to just pay attention to whatever flags are up, whatever lifeguards are saying, and, you know, stay out of the water if it's not safe.
We're learning the former Congressman George Santos is expected to plead guilty to several counts in his federal fraud case. He's due in court this afternoon. One person dead, seven others wounded in a shooting last night in Baltimore. Police say it appears several people opened fire at a gathering in Baltimore. No word on any arrests. This is AP News. A London zoo has removed Banksy's animal mural.
The London Zoo has removed Banksy's gorilla mural from its entrance gate. The painting was the final animal-themed work by the elusive street artist that appeared over nine consecutive days around London. The work, spray-painted with a stencil, showed an ape holding up part of the roll-down gate, allowing birds to fly off and a sea lion to waddle away as three sets of eyes peered out from the darkness inside. The zoo says it removed the work from public display and has not confirmed what it will do with it in the future. It was covered with a reproduction of the work and a sign in British slang saying Banksy was here. The meaning of works by the artist, known for making political statements, has been widely debated online. Some suggested it was a play on guerrilla art or a comment on the role of Zeus. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.